25 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock, hang out with Jay Sport all the way till 6 p.m. Now, if you had a chance to go on social media today, you would have noticed that social media is being painted purple. Right now, across South Africa, social media has officially turned purple. Profile pictures, timelines, stories, all drenched in a color that has become a symbol of pain, power, and protest. But this isn't just a trend. More so, it is a cry for help. It's a demand for change. Because in this country, our beloved South Africa, a woman is murdered every 2.5 hours. I want you to think about that for a second. Every 2.5 hours, a woman in South Africa is murdered. 117 cases of rape are reported every single day. And we know in Mzansi, thousands more go unspoken because women and children are being violated in their homes, in their communities, and in their silence. So let me tell you what this campaign happening on social media is all about. The G20 Women Shutdown, led by an organization that goes by the name of Women for Change, coincides with the G20 Leadership Summit, which will be held in Johannesburg 22nd and 23rd of November. So they're arguing participants to avoid spending money for the entire day. That's how serious they are about this. The aim, of course, is to demonstrate the scale of economic and social impact that women and the LGBTQ plus community individuals hold in their daily lives and what happens when their voices and labor is withdrawn. Additionally, as part of the shutdown, participants are being called to take part in a symbolic moment at 12 o'clock, laying down for 15 minutes to honor the fact that 15 women are murdered every day in this country. It's a powerful gesture, if you ask me. Something needs to be done, and I think this might just be it. It also just reflects the scale, bro, and the magnitude that GBV has been affecting this country. Supporters are also calling, for the shutdown of the government for the whole day to be declared, or rather for government to declare a national disaster on gender-based violence. They argue that this will trigger a nationwide mobilization of resources and political focus because the sentiment is that not enough is being done. So on Friday, the 21st of November, women across South Africa plan to bring the country to a standstill. That is what the color purple is all about on our social media. I, as an ally, will be there. And I hear the cry. And I'm fully supporting what these guys are doing.